Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you at this moment's hour asking, Father, for a blessing on your people and on this meeting. We ask that you would be with Sister Carol and her daughter and that you would touch hearts and bodies and minds, Father. We know that you can do all things and that you can heal and that you can restore. And we ask, Father, that you would place it upon Shanice's heart, that she would have an understanding of who you truly are, Father, the living El, the mighty one of Israel, that can do all things. He can make alive and he can kill. He can raise up from the dead. Father, we know that you can do all things. And we thank you for your servants and the opportunity to come before you, Father, and your throne to ask this prayer and to ask for this blessing. We ask, Father, that you would continue to allow us the ability to come before you so that we would grow in your grace and knowledge, so we would walk in the footsteps of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who came and gave us an opportunity at life everlasting by overcoming this world and Satan the devil. Help us, Father, to be faithful. You know how frail we are, and we ask, Father, that you would strengthen us, because we know that there is no man living that is sin-free. But we ask, Father, that you would allow us to overcome this world and Satan the devil, because we've accepted your Son's sacrifice, Yahshua the Messiah's shed blood. And you've promised us in your word, Father, that his blood would cleanse our sins. So help us as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Forgive us, Father, for any iniquity that we've committed against you or against our brethren. We love you, Father, and we know that it's only through Yahshua's shed blood that we have the victory. So give us, Father, the strength to accept this victory and help us to walk as a humble servant before your throne. As we seek, Father, a blessing, we want to be more like you, and we want to know more of you. We want to be drawn closer to you, Father. So we ask that you would bless us on this evening's hour with your word. It's in Yahshua's holy name we pray, asking all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah. Divine judgment and mercy. Yahweh is sitting on his throne, looking down at his servants, those who are called by his name. When you talk to people, a lot of them will say, well, I'm highly favored. Not being egotistical, because most people are just believing what the word has taught them. But we, as Yahweh's servants, are highly favored. We've been called out of this sinful world into his marvelous light. We've been given the blessings from on high. But it's because we have entered into that covenant and we've acknowledged to Almighty Yahweh that we would do what his word says, which is keep the covenant. In Numbers 29, chapter 29, verse 1, it reads, "And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing of trumpets to you." So that's what this day is about. It's that term there, teruah, day of blowing trumpets. It's a day of shouting as well, because We're trying to get Yahweh's attention. We want him to know that we are his servants and that we're sorry for our sin. See, you have 2 days that are similar, even though the Day of Atonement is holier, okay? The Day of Yom Teruah, trumpets, is similar to atonement in that these are not associated with some of the other, like, blessings and joyful occasions in Israel. Even though this is a joyful occasion because it's the first day of the seventh month, it marks the beginning of a 10-day period of judgment up until the Day of Atonement. What is your spiritual destiny, brethren? Will Yahweh say yay or nay to your spiritual life? Almighty Yahweh is a loving one who always warns his people before his judgment falls. He has continually sent his prophets before the people to warn them of his impending judgment. He sent Noah, who preached for 120 years before the flood. He sent Jonah to Nineveh to prepare the Ninevites, or the Assyrians, to come and take Israel into captivity. He sent Jeremiah the prophet to preach to Judah to let them know that they were about to go into Babylonian captivity because they were not keeping the covenant. And he sent Eliah to Israel so that they would turn away from the idols that they were worshiping. He sent Eliah in the last days, us, to warn the people of this world of the impending judgment that's about to come upon this earth. That's why this is called a day of shouting. The Feast of Trumpets is a day of shouting. Turn over to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. Verse 23, it says, "And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh." So we're going to take an offering tomorrow on the service in the morning or afternoon here. But it is a special Sabbath. It's the first Sabbath of the seventh month. Okay? Numbers chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Make yourselves two trumpets of silver, of beaten work. You shall make them, and you shall use them for the calling of the congregation." The calling of the congregation, and for the journeying of the camps. "And when they shall blow them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting." So the trumpet has been blown to gather Israel together to worship Almighty Yahweh. Remember, the trumpet of Yahweh signifies Yahweh calling his people Remember, Almighty Yahweh is a loving, mighty one who always warns his people before his judgment falls. The question is, are we going to be ready for that judgment? Psalm. Psalm 81. Psalm 81. Psalm 81. Sing aloud to Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise to the Elohim of Jacob. A joyful noise. Raise a song and bring here the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet at the new moon. That's what we're commanded to do. At the full moon and on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the Elohim of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in a secret place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Is this the only time that we come before Yahweh when we're in trouble? When we have a problem?
Yeah.
Is this the only time that we pray? See, our purpose is to praise Yahweh. He created us to praise Him. He created us. He's calling us out. He wants his people to listen to him. In verse 8 it says, "Hear, O my people, and I will testify to you. O Israel, if you would listen to me, there shall no strange L be in you. Neither shall you worship any foreign L." If we listen to Yahweh, we're not going to have any pagan mighty ones before us. It says, "Neither shall you worship any foreign L." See, we have a relationship with the living Elohim, the mighty one of Israel. The rest of the world worships idols. Verse 10, it says, "I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." He's filling it with the word of Yahweh. "But my people listened not to my voice, and Israel did not consent to me." On Sabbath, we went through Ezekiel chapter 16. It's a prophetic chapter. It's something that we really need to understand. Yahweh is speaking to his people. He wants Israel to know what's going to befall them shortly. Remember, they were already in captivity when Ezekiel was prophesying. Israel had already gone. They were gone. They had left a couple hundred years before in captivity. In verse 11 it says, "But my people listened not to my voice, and Israel did not consent to me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels." And too many people today want to do just that. They believe they know more than Almighty Yahweh. They believe that they can do whatever they please. "Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Yahweh wants his people to keep his commandments. That's what he's asking us and telling us to do. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. We want to be blessed. We want to be protected. We want to overcome this world, this life, and Satan the devil. All we have to do is be faithful and listen to Almighty Yahweh. The haters of Yahweh should submit themselves to him, but their time should endure forever. He would feed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey out of the rock would I satisfy you. Almighty Yahweh has given us the best. He gives his people the best. Honey is the perfect food when you break it down and you look at it and what it can do for you. He says that he gives his people the finest of the wheat. There's a reason behind that. Our purpose is to be faithful because we know that divine judgment is coming. But Yahweh also has a part of that divine judgment, mercy. And he shows mercy to his servants, those who have entered into a covenant with him. Psalm 20. Psalm 20, verse 1, it says, Yahweh answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob set you up on high. Send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will triumph in your salvation, and in the name of our Elohim we will set up our banners. Yahweh, fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that Yahweh saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And the right hand of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. He does the work for Almighty Yahweh. Anything that needed to be done, Yahshua has done it. He created the heavens and the earth. Yahshua is the one that came and presented himself. He was the cloud, the pillar of fire and cloud that led and protected Israel when they came out of Egypt. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will make mention of the name of Yahweh our Elohim. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Yahweh. Let the king answer us when we call. We're calling right now. We're shouting to Yahweh because we want him to hear us. We want him to save us. He continually warns his people before judgment falls. And the judgment is soon falling upon this earth, brethren. We have 9 days up till the Day of Atonement. We have to prepare ourselves now. Each day, we have to humble ourselves. Each day we must pray, we must shout out to Yahweh. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. It says, so you, son of man, I have set you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. And you did not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from him, and he turns not from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. So our job is to warn those around us. We don't have to beat them up. All we have to do is warn them and let them know what Yahweh says. In verse 10, it says, "You, son of man, say to the house of Israel, in this manner you speak, saying, our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, repent, turn you from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it in the day that he repents, that he turns from his wickedness, neither shall he that is righteous be able to live by it in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts in his righteousness and commit iniquity, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his sin, his iniquity that he has committed, in it he shall die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns away from his sin and does that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives again that which he has taken by robbery, walks in the statutes of life, committing no iniquity, keeping the commandments, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. So if the wicked man repents and turns from his wicked way, he's going to live. But if the righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin, he's going to die. Almighty Yahweh is fair. He's very fair. The problem is, too many of us want to walk in our own ways. We want to live the way we want to live. We think we know more than Almighty Yahweh. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, Hebrews 10:26, it says, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fierceness of fire which shall devour the adversary. A man that has violated Moses' law dies without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. Of how much more severe punishment think you shall he be judged worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of Yahweh and counted the blood of the covenant with which he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him that says, vengeance belongs to me, I will repay. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim." And that's what we have to deal with these next 9 days, leading up to the Day of Atonement. Is Yahweh going to say yea or nay when it comes to our spiritual life? First Corinthians chapter 11. We normally use this passage at Passover, but I want to read it tonight because it deals with the examination. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25, This is Joshua speaking in like manner. Also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the master's death until he comes, which is the yard side. That's the Passover memorial. But let's continue. It says, therefore, whoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of Yahshua in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Yahshua. But let a man prove himself, examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he discerns not the body. For this cause many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few sleep. But if we discern ourselves, we should not be judged. See, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged, because we're going to do that examination. But when we are judged, we are chastened by Yahweh, that there may not be condemned with the world, that we may not be condemned with the world. And that's what we want, brethren. We don't want to be condemned with the world. We want to overcome this world. Almighty Yahweh is calling us out on this day of Yom Teruah, this day of shouting, this day of trumpet blast. He wants us to receive the divine judgment that is coming forth from him. He also wants us to receive the mercy that he's offering. Almighty Yahweh is concerned about his people. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 6, it says, seeing therefore it remains that some should enter into it, and this is the rest of Almighty Yahweh, and they to whom the good tidings were preached before failed to enter in because of disobedience. What is disobedience? Disobedience is the breaking of the commandments. He again defines a certain day today, saying in David, so long a time afterward, even as has been said before, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Yahshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken afterward of another day. There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of Yahweh. For he that is entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as Yahweh did from his. Let us therefore give diligence to enter into that rest, that no man fall after the same example of disobedience. See, keeping of the Sabbath is just one of the commandments, just one of the ten. For the word of Yahweh is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even the dividing of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and laid open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. See, Almighty Yahweh knows exactly where we are spiritually. He knows exactly where we are. We're preparing for the great trumpets that great day that Yahshua returns. We're going to close with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Remember, divine judgment and mercy is the title of this message. We want Yahweh to have mercy on us. Verse 13, it says, "But we do not wish you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that fall asleep, that you sorrow not, even as the rest who have no hope." The people out here in the world do not have any hope. They do not have Yahweh's Holy Spirit. This is why we have to warn them. This is why we have the day of shouting, the day of trumpets. The world has to know that Yahweh is in his holy temple. And he is looking at each and every one of us, deciding whether we're going to live or die. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so them also that have fallen asleep in Yahshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive, that are left to the coming of Yahshua, shall in no wise precede them that have fallen asleep. For Yahshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of Yahweh, and the dead in the Messiah shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yahshua. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Because Yahshua's coming soon, brethren. He's coming with that great trumpet, the shout of the archangel. The question is, will we be ready? Will we be ready? We have 9 days to go through this period of introspection, to look at our lives, to find out if we're going to be there or not, at one with Yahweh on the Day of Atonement. At this time, we'll have a closing prayer. You know, please rise. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name for this day of trumpets, Yom Teruah, the day of shouting. We ask, Father, that you would bless your people, that you would cause us to keep this day holy, that we would enter, Father, into your rest, that we would have a great Sabbath day, high Sabbath, that we would gain knowledge that you've prepared for us, that we would show our love for you, Father, by doing that which is right in your sight. We know, Father, that you've called us out of this sinful world into your marvelous light, and we ask, Father, that we would walk in the footsteps of Yahshua the Messiah and that we would keep your covenant. We know, Father, that we're not perfect and that we will sin against you, but we have the covering of Yahshua's blood. And, Father, we don't sin willfully. We ask, Father, that you would bless us, that you would cover our sin with the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. Again, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this high Sabbath day, for calling us out of this sinful world. Help us, Father, that we would be an example to the people of this world, that they would give glory to you and praise to your holy name as we witness and warn them through our righteous lives. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our closing song, I'm going to turn over and sing number 31.